Here we are. This is Real World Radio on air. www.realworldradio.fm.
Croatia accompanies a state and environmental NGO over golf resort project that would dwarf the medieval city of Dubrovnik. Environmental NGO Zelena Aksija, Friends of the Earth Croatia, have been fighting for years against the installation of a golf resort development in Zrcjan Hill due to the irreversible damage it would cause in Dubrovnik, Croatia, on the Adriatic Sea, listed on UNESCO's World Heritage Sites. Based on binational treaties, the company is suing the state and Friends of the Earth Croatia for an amount that could force the organization to close down. One of the reasons why they initiated legal proceedings against us was to frighten us off for us to give up the fight against this monstrous project, said Enes Serimagic, lawyer and vice president of Friends of the Earth Croatia, in an interview with Real World Radio.
Okay, so thank you for that introduction. Yes, in a nutshell, that's correct. It's a campaign that we've been running for more than a decade now, together with local organizations. Since 2010, with the Croatian organization of Pride to the City, and together with the local organizations, we've organized a citizen initiative called Srđ is Ours. Srđ is the name of the hill in the city of Dubrovnik, where this development is being planned. Dubrovnik is a medieval city, southernmost city in Croatia, very known for its beauty and protected as a UNESCO World Heritage Site. What they plan to do is to build a huge gated community like golf resort on the hill, just 400 meters above the city of Dubrovnik. And this golf resort development would contain a huge real estate area with real estate capacity equivalent to 20,000 people. Important note here is that the city of Dubrovnik itself has only 40,000 inhabitants. So basically mimic the development of a completely new city in a matter of few years on top of the city which has been developing for centuries and even thousands of years now. So, of course, problems are much wider than only that. This golf resort development would devour natural resources, primarily water. It would also increase pesticide use, and it would use the last remaining free space for the development of the city of Dubrovnik. There are also some other environmental problems as well, but in a nutshell, these are the most important ones.
Okay, Enes, and what is the developer of this project saying now? What is the legal case based on, and what you as Friends of the Earth Croatia are saying about it?
So basically, this developer has always had a substantial support from all the political parties, both locally and nationally. And during the development of this project, they've been issued development consent permits, and we've a few of them. And along with running campaign against this project, a campaign which was raising awareness of the negative environmental impacts of this project, we were also taking legal steps to counter these permits that were issued for the project. So as a result of our legal fight, we've won three legal cases, basically stripping the project of all the permits. The last significant thing that we had was a legal judgment that annulled the environmental impact assessment permit in September 2016, after which the project was left without any permits and could not carry on. For about a year, nothing was happening with the project, and we started thinking that the developer started to give up this notorious environmentally harmful project. But after a year has passed, they have initiated a procedure against the Republic of Croatia based on the bilateral investment treaty between the Netherlands and the Republic of Croatia. The Netherlands is the country where their mother company is registered. So they've started a complaint against the Croatia in front of the Washington-based tribunal. They claim damages in the amount of 500 million euros, supposedly because they were prevented from developing this project. Of course, this is completely inaccurate since they were not prevented. They say that their licenses were taken away from them. which is of course not true, because they were not taken away from them. They were annulled in a legal procedure in which they themselves took part as well. So our assessment was that they were starting these procedures in order to frighten the state of Croatia and to put pressure on the state of Croatia to issue them new licenses, which they actually did in a matter of 6 weeks. Because of this pressure, we started another public campaign calling them out for this pressure, and calling this pressure basically racketeering of the state of Croatia. And because of the language that we've used and the graphic images that we've illustrated this racketeering, we basically used a golf bat, which was covered in blood, as a symbol of racketeering the government and a symbol of racketeering the citizens by this investor. So we basically sued by the investor, and they said that we were endangering their good name, and they claimed damages against responsible persons from Friends of Dear Croatia, including myself, and also damages from the organization. But what's most, worrying is that on top of damages that they claim from the Friends of Dear Croatia, they also want to get a gag order or some sort of an injunctive relief, which would basically be a court decision to ban us from speaking publicly about this project. We think that this is completely unacceptable and that it goes against any democratic procedure and any democratic standards in modern countries.
Okay, Yanis, I would like to ask you, why this area that could be affected and with the important impacts that you mentioned before because of this project, why this area is so important for the people and for the activists that are mobilizing and trying to defend it?
Well, one of the reasons is because people are hugely against this project, because they think it's they do not want this huge real estate development inside their city. They do not want a gated community, because this would add to social stratification of the city. It would completely change the face of Dubrovnik. That's one thing. The other thing is it would substantially increase the use of natural resources, primarily water, which is becoming increasingly important in light of climate change and environmental degradation in general. Thirdly, this is the last remaining area for the city of Dubrovnik to develop and to offer public services to its citizens. And fourthly, based on all the available information, all the infrastructure needed for this project would be paid by the citizens. This is simply unacceptable that private profits are financed by public money from public budget and budget of public companies.
Okay, Yanis, I would like to ask you now, what are the next steps by Friends of the Earth Croatia in this fight, not only in legal terms, but also in terms of keeping, rejecting this kind of development? What are you planning to do in the next period?
So we are of course, one of the reasons why they initiated legal proceedings against us was to frighten us off, and for us to give up the fight against this monstrous project, which of course we will not do. We are continuing our fight against this project, and only a few weeks back we submitted two new lawsuits in the courts of law, again arguing against the new permits, the location permit for the project and the new environmental impact assessment permit for the project. So this is now in the pipeline, and we will continue fighting against these, to our opinion, illegal permits to the very end. We are not giving up on that. In the past, we were successful, so we think that we stand. Good chances of winning these legal fights again, because basically the facts of the case have not changed over the course of the year. So this is still in the pipeline, and we'll see how this finishes. Parallel to that, we of course now have to run legal cases which are being run against us. And we think that the prime reason of these legal cases by the investor against Friends of the Year Croatia is to make it harder for us to run the cases in which we are proving the illegality of the project. And of course, if successful, to endanger the functioning of Friends of the Year Croatia because of the amount of damages which would be awarded to the investor, which are of such amount to be able to shut down the operation of Friends of the Year Croatia. And what's also very important is that if a court would decide to ban us from publicly speaking about this project, that would be a very dangerous precedent, not only for Friends of the Year Croatia, but for the freedom of speech in Croatia in general.
Okay, Enes, and are you appealing to any kind of support regionally or internationally?
Yes, we've just recently we've reached out, first of all, to our let's say, mother network, Friends of the Earth, which we are a part of. We've sent information about these legal proceedings against us. In the coming period, we plan to provide more details on how each organization willing to support us can do so. And this will be shared to Friends of the Earth networks. We, of course, want to share the news about these practices because we think there is a pattern that is repeating in every part of the world. And it's increasingly becoming popular for the investors to sue, first and foremost, the environmental activists. And we think that this is unacceptable. These procedures against us do bear the echo of the recent developments at the Euro-Atlantic plane, namely the negotiations for the Transatlantic Trade Investment Partnership, known as the TTIP, and the CETA agreement, which is basically a trade agreement between Europe and Canada. Both these agreements contain these clauses where investors can sue countries where they plan to develop their investments in case when they are not satisfied with how their investments are progressing, which is exactly what happened with this project. Basically, when this happens, the state is stripped of any real political force to protect the environment and to protect its citizens. And we think that this is happening in our case as well. So this particular case is important from many aspects, from the aspects of freedom of speech, from the aspects of some sort of sovereignty of the states and the public authorities to enact legislation which would protect the environment and protect the people living in the country.
Okay, Enes Cherimagic is a lawyer and is also the vice president of Friends of the Earth Croatia. All our solidarity from Real World Radio, Enes, and of course, please let us know if we can help with whatever initiative you launch from there as Friends of the Earth Croatia. Thank you very much, Enes.
Thank you very much. We've been very moved by all the support that we've gotten from around the world. And I want to use this opportunity as well to thank all those who have sent us their support and, of course, to all those which will support us in future. We'll definitely keep you updated and we'll continue fighting this battle. Thank you, Josef.
Thank you, Enes.
Real World Radio, broadcasting free words, building popular communications by Fowai.